Let's talk a little bit about the interior of the Eagles defense. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by inside linebackers coach Rick Minter, new to the Eagles coaching staff, new to Philadelphia, certainly not new to the game of coaching. You've been around for a while, and I would say you've pretty much seen it all, haven't you?
Well, it's my first journey to the NFL, which I'm extremely excited about. But otherwise, on the college level, it's the first time since 1984 that I haven't been a head coach or a coordinator. So even that, just being one of the boys, you know, one of the position. Oh, I love it. It's like stealing every day, to be honest with you. I mean, I just come to work every day. Couldn't be more excited about working for the Eagles. But just getting to get my two guys to know exactly what to do and do it fast, do it right, do it consistently, and get us to win a championship. So it sounds so simple, but for all the roles and all the hats I've worn for the last 30 years, this is the way to go.
Instead of communicating to a larger roster, larger audience, communicating to a more defined group, how is that? Is it not easier, but certainly you know if your message is being heard?
Well, the other day, we have install meetings, right? So Bill Davis is our coordinator. I now know the wrath that I caught from all my assistants all these years, because when we install, he's got to go on and on and on, talk to everybody, right? You got to tell everybody what to do. And you're stealing my time with our short meetings, right? And then I got to go in there and try to highlight a new, a couple of repeats and then get rolling. And so I told him, I said, this is payback now of all the years that I stole all the meeting time.
That's right.
But it's so much fun. I call myself a good teacher. The academic side of the game, and I want the time and need the time, but I got good kids in the room, good guys. They're all ears right now, their eyes focused on. So it's a coach's heaven, to be honest with you, to sit in a classroom and then transcend that classroom out onto the practice field. We haven't hit anybody or anything like that, but we've taken some good positive steps in teaching our system.
How do you know, though, if you haven't hit anybody, that you're teaching, that they're learning, that they're getting better?
Well, you're doing everything but contact. So your eyes need to be in the right place. Your feet need to be in the right place. Your reads, the mental aspects, the communication aspects. We're doing everything. We're going 11 on 11. We just can't, get up there and strike somebody. We can do a little bit of shield work on each other just for minimum contact, with drill work. But no, I don't know that yet. I've seen them play on film, so I know they're real live fellas. They know how to hit. And I now know where they are in our scheme and how they're fitting in our scheme. So I would translate that into saying, anticipate it to be pretty darn good for me in our room once we get rolling.
I think it seems like one of your direct contacts is D'Amico, who is as polished a professional as I have ever been around. He's only been here for 2 years, but he gets the game. He seems to be attentive to everything that everyone's saying. And then I would imagine he helps some of the younger players hear your message.
Well, with me being new to the league, with our staff being new to Philadelphia, it's good that the oldest guy in my room has been one of the most productive over his career, is also one of the best guys in the room. I'm talking about character, knowledge, leadership, work ethic, follow me without saying follow me. So I couldn't be more happy that we have him in this role right now.
And then one of the players who's with you who will maybe work outside as well, he was an outside linebacker last year as a rookie, Michael Kendricks. Loved his intensity, thought he played really well as a rookie. What did you see from him in his first season?
Well, the most explosive, fast, high jumper, the body type that we're looking for at inside linebackers, Michael. He's got the whole package, and he's just a second-year guy, first year not in our package. But I look forward to working with him on an everyday basis once we really get rolling here. Couldn't be more happy with his progress to this point. But so right now it's probably D'Amico and Michael, but there's competition galore throughout the room. Other guys that would say, hey, it's my turn also. Give me a chance, equal opportunity. So that's what we're doing right now. The depth chart's not set, but certainly leading the pack for us is Kendrick and Ryans.
When you saw D'Amico in Houston running the 3-4, and when you are in 3-4 here, I mean, what did he look like? Back then, is it a misnomer that people in the media say that D'Amico didn't play well in Houston in the 3-4 scheme?
I do think it's a misnomer, because if you ask the linebacker, they don't really care, to be honest with you. 3-4-4-3, put me on the field, coach, teach me what to do. I got A gap, B gap, C gap. That's about the only three choices that you would have, where I'm going to blitz or I'm going to cover. So it's a little bit overblown, to be honest with you, about the scheme element, about who fits what. Either the guy can play inside linebacker or he can't. Others can play outside linebacker, and they can't. And in a 4-3, 3-4 hybrid like we're going to be, I'm assigned, because of our coaching structure, to coach two players. Most often will find themselves inside. Whether that structure goes 4-3, 3-4, I'll still be coaching those same two guys. So they have to have certain elements. They have to have the word feel in their vocabulary. other than an outside backer who sees things coming at him from one angle, one side. Linebackers see it coming from both sides, pullers, shakers, run, pass, getting coverage. So my guys need to be one of the most versatile guys on the team in terms of the things we ask them to do. Mm-hmm. And both of these guys and all the seven guys in my room right now are doing a good job trying to show that they've got the skills necessary to play at this level.
How did the evolution of the linebackers in college affect now what you're teaching in the NFL? All of a sudden, there's the draft is just littered with all these three, not littered, but filled with 3-4 outside pass rushers and speed guys off the edge, and that wasn't always the case.
Well, I think the old prototypical 6'3", 260-pound, 250-pound inside guy, Mike linebacker, and then outside fast linebackers, that's going away in the college game due to the spread of the speed of the game in college. Yeah. Everybody's putting old running backs and fast guys at linebacker. Right now it's about 6 foot, 6 foot one, 242, 245 is about the average. 4'6", 4'7", it's about the average. Anything above and beyond that, you know, you got extremes. Hmm. So more of them coming out of the college game, more kind of put in a mold that, you know, some of these guys that are playing the league right now, if they go back in their careers, would have had a hard time playing against some of the college offenses because it's just all basketball and grass, to be honest with you.
Interesting that the offense dictates to the defense when really it seems to me the history of the NFL, and I don't know as much about college, but the defense has always dictated that you have to change your offense. Or these defensive coaches are too smart, the defensive players are too fast and too big, and we've got to change the rules and make it easier for the offense.
Now, I didn't say anything about the offense going to dictate
to okay,
us,
okay,
right?
Okay. Well, no, but the way I read it, I read it was that because of the proliferation of the spread in college, your inside linebackers had to be faster
and
more
back to high
sideline
school.
To sideline.
All goes back to high school. All these summer 7-on-7s now, they're putting fast Mike linebackers. The running back flips over and plays, you know, linebacker for he can match up on the other running back who's coming out there and running routes.
Yeah, so that's true.
It all trickles down.
Wow.
The game's based more and more on speed right now than it is perhaps on power. And I think that's why you're seeing a little bit smaller, faster, more compact linebackers who can be multifaceted, both in coverage and pressure and stopping the run.
How'd you hook up with Chip?
Basically through Jerry Azzanero, the D-line coach. He and I worked together at Marshall University in 2008 when we had Vinnie Curry on our team. And then just down through the years, I've run into Chip a couple of times and got to know him and very happy I did so.
Interesting concepts here, huh?
Oh, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, we're on the cutting edge of a lot of things we'd like to think. And, you know, time will tell whether we're right or whether we're wrong. But we couldn't be more excited about being here.
Well, good luck, Rick.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks
for coming to the studio. All right, Rick Minter in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.